It's the 1st of January 2026. Thank you so much for joining us for the Evening Bulletin. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has disclosed that it seized over 1,800 tons of illegal and controlled drugs in 2025 compared to the 42,000 kilograms in 2024 during operations conducted nationwide. Speaking at the end-of-year briefing, DEC Director General Nason Banda said this is an all-time high annual seizure, representing an aggregated increase of over 4,000% between 2024 and 2025. Mr. Banda has added that through the Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit, the Commission placed assets worth over 24 million kwacha and $2 million under seizure and is currently managing investigations in 1,432 cumulative cases, including both backlog and ongoing matters.
Notable seizures included the following. Cannabis, we had 13.156 kilograms. Cannabis plants, that's where we approved. Cannabis plants, we had 1,870 tons of cannabis plants. Cannabis seeds, we had 997.8 kilograms. Miraa, we had 474.8 kilograms. Phenylene with codeine, we had 2.97 kilograms. Cocaine, we had 648.6 grams. Now, the above seizures show an aggregated 4,000% plus annual increase between 2024 and 2025 in terms of all forms of drugs that have been seized.
Meanwhile, Mr. Banda has confirmed that Mr. Banda has confirmed that Archbishop of Lusaka, Alec Banda, has been summoned to assist with investigations on 5th January 2026 in a Zambia Revenue Authority case involving vehicles.
Some people have actually been convicted because government property was taken away from government and appropriated to people, individuals. So we issue a call out as a starting point, asking you to come because you have been mentioned in a particular activity. We want to hear your side. These are vehicles that were obtained from ZRA illegally, and then one of the vehicles is found with, say, Mr. Archbishop Alec Banda, you're talking about. She's a white book. His name. I want to be very categorical on this one. Please, we are not politicians. We are law enforcement officers.
Presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile has condemned the summoning of the Archbishop of Lusaka, Alec Banda, by the Drug Enforcement Commission. Mr. Mundubile has described the move as a grave injustice and a slap in the face of the church in Zambia. He said it is evident that Archbishop Banda, a vocal and patriotic leader, not only of his church but also a shepherd of the country's poor and vulnerable, has long been the target of malicious attacks from the ruling party and government leaders simply for standing up for and defending the interests of ordinary Zambians. Mr. Mundubile has added that while he is shocked by these developments, they are not surprising from a government that has systematically shrunk Zambia's democratic space, jailed opposition leaders and vocal critics, and culminated its overreach with the passing of the audacious and unconstitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025.
Dr. Alec Banda has been involved in a number of works in favor of the vulnerable and the weak in society. He's taken to speak against injustices. He's taken to speak against mistreatment of those that cannot speak for themselves. I have personally interacted with Dr. Alec Banda. I can truly attest to the love that he has for this country and indeed his flock. It is therefore unfortunate that the government of the Republic of Zambia has decided to silence this voice, the voice that speaks for men at a time such as this.
Lusaka province recorded a total of 82 New Year babies as of 12 hours. Confirming the development to Hot FM News, Lusaka Province Health Director Dr. Simulyamana Chonga said of the total births, 38 are boys and 44 are girls. He explained that Matero Level 1 Hospital recorded the highest number of births at 16, followed by Kanyama Level 1 Hospital with 10, the University Teaching Hospital's Women and Newborn Hospital with 10, and Chipata Level 1 Hospital with 10, among others. Dr. Chonga has disclosed that the final statistics will be released tomorrow. The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has expressed concern over lack of adequate bus stops in high-density areas across the country. RATSA Chief Executive Officer Engineer Amon Mwemba has noted that the shortage has resulted in buses stopping to pick up and drop off passengers in undesignated areas. In an interview, Engineer Mwemba said this practice endangers the lives of passengers and constitutes a violation of road safety regulations. He has since urged local authorities to provide more bus stops, noting that the current number is not responsive to the country's growing population.
One of the problems, especially in metropolitan areas like Lusaka, is that the council has not provided adequate bus stops. That is a given. The bus stop network that's there now was designed, I don't know whether in the 60s or 70s. And areas have grown, new roads have been built. If you go on Estelungu Road, it's not a single bus stop. It's ridiculous. It's one of the longest roads here. It goes up to the light from Tokyo Ring Road. I've driven on that road, not a single bus stop, but yet it's a very busy bus route. So where do you expect minibuses to stop?
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has called on government to create a conducive environment that allows easier access to financing for small and medium enterprises, SMEs. Speaking to Hot FM News, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelevai has noted that most SMEs in Zambia lack the financial capacity needed to grow, hence the need for policies that support their development. She said the majority of Zambian SMEs, many of whom are micro-entrepreneurs, fall within the low-income bracket, underscoring the need to uplift their living standards. Ms. Mukelevai has added that SMEs have failed to participate fully in the economy due to limited access to finance to expand their businesses.
It's important to recognize that most of the SME actors are falling really under the micro bracket. And in that bracket, there's a lot to do with access to finance. There's a lot to do with capacity building support that we need to see. So we are expecting to see clarity in terms of how SMEs are going to be supported, particularly the micro enterprises where the majority of the poor are sitting in and where the majority of the poor would like to participate in economic activities but face challenges because of finance and capacity.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The U.S. military says it struck two boats it alleges were carrying drugs on Wednesday, killing five people on board. U.S. Southern Command did not say where it had carried out the latest strikes, but U.S. forces have been targeting vessels they suspect of smuggling narcotics to the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific for the past 3 months. Wednesday's strike came a day after the U.S. targeted what it said were three narco-trafficking vessels traveling as a convoy, killing at least three people. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The police in Switzerland say several dozen people have died in a fire in the ski resort of Carmontana. It started in a bar packed because of New Year celebrations. At least 100 people were injured, many seriously. Authorities say there is no suggestion of a terror attack. Moscow has accused Ukraine of